This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Youthful Energy, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. Age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly update on whatever's happening on the health front, and you can join us. 877-726-8255 is our number. This is participatory democracy. You can call in and you can come directly into the doctor's office and share your views or pose your questions. 877-726-TALK is our number. And I got a lot to share with you today. Lots of important health stories. And I wish to goodness that I could avoid the topic of COVID-19, really experiencing COVID-19 news fatigue. And there's so much to talk about on the health front besides COVID-19, but it is really the elephant in the room. It's something that just keeps coming back at us, and it's in the news this week. And we're going to share with you some important perspectives on the current pandemic. Of course, as you well know, cases skyrocketed across the U.S. over the past couple of weeks, and this has resulted in Thanksgiving being virtually canceled. People are being told not to travel. People are being told to confine Thanksgiving to just the nuclear family. They're told to wear masks even when inside, to sit outside if possible, you know, set up the picnic bench in the yard. And even though the temperatures may be dipping down into the 40s, just tough it out. Don't talk loudly. Don't sing, because you might aerosolize some viral particles. And there's some celebrity cases as of this week. Donald Trump Jr. tested positive. Ben Carson was sick with COVID-19. He didn't just test positive. He wasn't merely asymptomatically positive on the test, but he was very sick. And he wrote about it. He says he's on the mend, but he said he really felt like he was circling the drain. He has some what may be termed vulnerabilities or comorbidities. He is African American. He is of a certain age, which predisposes him to risk. I don't know whether he has diabetes or hypertension, but he said that he got a pretty rough course with it. He was able to obtain the Regeneron polyclonal antibodies, courtesy of President Trump. That was part of the deluxe treatment that Trump got when he came down sick at Johns Hopkins, and the military hospital in Washington. And so there's been lots of questions about the vaccine. It's kind of a funny situation, because on the one hand, some very good news about vaccines. On the other hand, very bad news, because lots of people are testing positive. Lots of people are sick. People are hospitalized. There's no question that the death rate is considerably lowered, because doctors have learned a lot about how to treat COVID-19, and they've avoided some of the mistakes that were made earlier in the pandemic. They have deployed ingenious tactics to reduce the severity of the disease. They've used anticoagulants and anti-inflammatories, and there is yet no miracle drugs that make the virus vanish, but there are some plausible therapies, and they're using all of them. Sometimes they're throwing a kitchen sink at patients in an effort to salvage them when they appear to be headed for oblivion with COVID-19. So lots of questions about the vaccine coming into me. You know, just in the office this week, people actually asked me, well, should I take the vaccine? And that is an interesting question because it's really a theoretical question because although they're talking up the vaccine with 90% effective or 94.5% effective or one version of the vaccine, according to Pfizer, is 95% effective, the vaccine won't be available to the general public probably until spring or perhaps early summer. And even if it's rushed into production and released before the end of the year, the few doses that are available will be reserved for patients who are highly vulnerable, perhaps in nursing homes, and also for frontline healthcare workers. There's some interesting research out of the UK, and when it comes to healthcare workers, it's really surprising stuff. They found that a very high percentage of people working on the front lines were testing positive, that is, not with active infections, but for having exposure to COVID-19. This is called seroprevalence, prevalence of antibodies in the blood. And of interest, fully one-third of the health personnel working in acute medicine tested positive for antibodies to COVID-19. General internal medicine, it was 30%. Of interest, it was lower in folks working in the intensive care unit. They really know how to mask up and use PPEs in intensive care. Just 15%. You may say, well, yeah, maybe that's just the same as the general populace in that area of the UK, the Midlands region. Well, no, just 6% seroprevalence in the general population. So the healthcare workers, a lot of them got exposed. But what was interesting is that there was also a high seroprevalence in housekeepers. They were the ones who had the highest likelihood of having been exposed. This is the ones who work in hospitals. 35% seroprevalence. There was a 17% incidence of absence of symptomatology. In other words, they had it, but they didn't even report any, like even a mild illness, much less something severe requiring hospitalization. So very high prevalence of asymptomatic positives. And of the people tested, they test these people. All these people were asymptomatic at the time of testing. 2.4% actually had active PCR positive COVID-19 viral positivity, but they were asymptomatic. And I think that's a lot of what's happening right now. A lot of people are testing. It's really hard to get tests. I was able to get a couple of tests. In one test, I had to go to an urgent care. You know, I wasn't sick, but I just decided, you know, I had exposure and I wanted to make sure that before I exposed other people to potentially contagious virus, just to make sure that I was negative. And I had to go to a parking lot at an urgent care in New Jersey, in a shopping center, sat in a car for about 45 minutes. Then somebody came by, knocked on my window. I rolled it down. They swabbed my nasal passages and then took my information. And it took me fully 3.5 days to find the result. I was chomping at the bit to hear the result. And then I called them and they said, oh yeah, we're just about to call you. You're negative. Okay. But there's such a lag time now on finding out results. And it's hard for some people to get. Then I also took advantage of the fact that we have swabs in our office. And I swabbed myself and sent the test in. And again, it took about 2.5 days to get the results. You know, you're kind of waiting on pins and needles to find out. And this is, for a lot of people, a passport to getting together with family or to getting on a plane to travel somewhere, because some airlines require documentation that you tested negative. So many people testing. There is a big backlog, on average 2-3 days, sometimes more, before you get your test results. There are rapid tests, but those tests less reliable than the PCR test. And then with the PCR test, you have to be concerned that maybe you've just got some viral particles in your nasal passage. The test's so sensitive that it picks up on them. And even if you're not sick or contagious, you test positive, and that sets off a whole cascade of events. You got to let a lot of people know. You got to quarantine. You got to stay home, cancel your Thanksgiving plans. It's a big mess. You've got questions? 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstores, supermarkets, and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. You can pose a question this hour or next. Or alternatively, say you come up with an inspiration for a question during the week, and we're not in the air, of course, 877-726-8255, and you can record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
My question is two questions, actually. I wanted to know how long this COVID-19 virus can live on surfaces, and I also wanted to know if it can contaminate cooked or pre-cooked food, what kind of things to watch out for, especially with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up here. If it would be on any source of food, can microwaving or heating it up to a certain temperature kill it? Hopefully you'll be able to answer those questions for me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's a really important question. And the answer is that, well, technically, COVID-19 virus can survive on surfaces. And there are some alarming reports that it can last on surfaces for up to days. And that has prompted people to, you know, whatever, there's somebody who comes down with COVID-19, this is really a boon to cleaning services, because the cleaning services come in and they wear hazmat suits and they fumigate the entire place. To no avail. To no avail, because unless somebody who is actively sick with COVID-19 sneezes on a surface, say on a phone receiver, if such there be anymore. You know, people don't use phones, they use mobile devices. But say you use an old-fashioned phone, and somebody sneezes in the receiver, and then you touch the receiver with your finger, and then perhaps you put your finger in your nose, you pick your nose, or you wipe your eye. That might be a way of inoculating yourself with COVID-19. But by far, the most likely means of transmission, it's not from food, not from surfaces. There's no documented cases of COVID-19 from people eating, you know, say a taco delivered to them by someone who prepared it who had COVID-19. The way it's transmitted is through aerosolized particles that are transmitted when you talk or cough or sneeze or simply exhale into a closed environment. And that's how they're transmitted. So there's actually an article in the Washington Post this week about how, based on a study in, I believe it was The Lancet, which states that really all this disinfecting that we're doing is overkill, unnecessary. And, you know, as long as you wash your hands when you come inside and you don't stick your hands in places where you can inoculate yourself with the virus, a lot of people change their habits in that regard. And that's good. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. So that, you know, all this disinfecting, it's a problem. You know, these antiseptic ingredients, there's a study at the University of California, Davis, quaternary ammonium compounds used in antimicrobial agents, you know, hand wipes and Kalman household products, inhibit mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of the cell. And they also have estrogen mimicking effects. They may be hormone disruptors or gender benders. According to a chemist at UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, disinfectants we're putting on and in our bodies and using in our environment have been shown to inhibit mitochondrial energy production in the cellular estrogen response. That ain't good. We may be doing more harm than good. Certainly, you know, wasting a lot of resources. It's a boon to the cleaning services. And, you know, maybe it makes you feel psychologically more secure. Say if someone, you know, in your office or your workspace, your home comes sick with COVID-19, you know, you get the crew in and they spray all kinds of chemicals around and swab down the surfaces. Not good. Not good. Triclosan, you know, a common antibacterial, antimicrobial. That's harmful too. They say this paper adds to the growing number of studies that find that these chemicals may not be as safe as previously believed. Plus, they also create antibiotic resistance. Bacteria, not viruses, but bacteria mutate to become resistant to all these chemicals. And then when it really counts, it's harder to get rid of them. So, no, let's not go overboard with this. In fact, don't worry about the food. You're more likely to get salmonella from leftovers than it's sitting out too long than COVID-19. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. /Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and you've got an opportunity to join the conversation by calling 877-726-8255. We await your calls, plus we have some recorded calls from last week. But it was a great interest that I saw the publication of a new study on something that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, NT factor lipids. And we've invited as one of our favorite guests on podcasts, Dr. Garth Nicholson, who is a distinguished researcher from the Department of Molecular Pathology, the Institute for Molecular Medicine, Huntington Beach, California, who is a pioneer in research on chronic fatigue syndrome and Gulf War syndrome. And now he's turned his attention to fibromyalgia with membrane lipid replacement with NT factor lipids. And it turns out there are already about 34 studies on NT factor lipids. The idea is lipid replacement in the cell membrane, and in particular the mitochondrial membrane, can help to restore cellular function and cellular energetics. And in this study, it's entitled Membrane Lipid Replacement with NT Factor Lipids Reduces Pain, Fatigue, Gastrointestinal, and Other Symptoms in Patients with Peripheral Pain. That's another fancy way of talking about patients with fibromyalgia. That's peripheral pain. They also often have fatigue and gastrointestinal symptoms as well. So what they did is they looked at middle-aged fibromyalgia patients, and they found significant reductions in self-reported pain, fatigue, and GI symptoms, and improvements in what are called QOL indicators. That stands for quality of life, within 1 week of taking 4.8 grams per day of NT factor lipids. Now, I'll admit that's kind of a high dose, and that requires taking multiple capsules or tablets or wafers of NT factor. That's something you can achieve by going to ntfactor.com, which we'll talk about in just a moment. They say these improvements were dependent on patients continuing to take the supplement. So clearly, you know, it wasn't just coincidence that when they didn't take the supplement, they got worse. When they continued to take the supplement, they maintained their benefits. They also found that it was even better when they increased to 6 grams per day in patients with severe intractable pain compared to the lower daily doses. So very cool paper. There's also some case reports of patients achieving relief from fibromyalgia pain. So good segue to this announcement. Because fatigue sometimes holds you back from doing the things you want to do, while studies like the aforementioned show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, increasing your fatigue. And here's the only nutritional formula clinically proven, and now there's 34 studies, to repair damaged cells. It's NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Clinical trials, one of which I just shared with you, have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the effects of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs, full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas, immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years, don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it for my patients. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or check out their newly designed website, ntfactor.com. It's user-friendly. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, this item has been creating a little bit of a stir. It has to do with a study that appeared in BMJ. BMJ stands for the British Medical Journal, but they abbreviated to BMJ. And it's entitled, Health Benefits of Multivitamin Mineral Supplements May Be All in the Minds of Users. It's interesting in that it's a highly sophisticated study that has basically kind of a snarky premise, which is that if you're taking a bunch, like many of you out there taking a ton of supplements, if you think you're better, well, it's just because it's a placebo. It's an elaborate placebo. You're not really better, but you think you're better. And it's a terrible study that tries to discredit the efficacy and benefits of multivitamins. But there are holes in this research that you could literally drive a truck through. There's no actual data, just self-reports. And we know how bad polling can be from the recent presidential election. It was supposed to be an enormous landslide, and in states where supposedly there was a margin of double digits for Biden, the results were razor thin. So when you ask people stuff, especially about stuff they've done in the past, did you, you know, how do you feel, or, you know, did you take supplements? They tend to be unreliable. So there's no data yet. They reached the amazing conclusion that any benefits derived from supplements are likely due to a placebo effect. And, you know, what I have to say is that with a study so poorly done, the results and the conclusions must just be all in their heads of the researchers. What's interesting in the study is I've never seen such a long section about limitations of the study. It goes on for literally pages. Limitations, and I'm just going to share with you some of them. Limitations of the study include the cross-sectional design, reliability of self-reported health within the National Health Services, income estimation, indication bias, and non-response bias. In other words, I ain't going to talk to you. I'm not going to tell you. So the people that did respond, well, maybe they weren't really representative of what was really going on with these vitamins. There may be reporting bias, residual confounding. You know, also, what types of vitamins and supplements were these people using? You know, is it possible that someone who takes a Centrum every day does not actually achieve any meaningful benefits but thinks they're feeling better? I mean, we hear all kinds of crazy testimonials about this, that, and the other thing, even here on AM radio, you know, that's like, it's changed my life. But, you know, there's no real basis for believing that whatever they're taking could produce such astonishing benefits. Yes, no question. There's a placebo effect of taking stuff. But when it comes to objective outcomes, this study is poorly designed to really assess whether people who take vitamins and supplements get meaningful results in terms of prevention of disease or reversal of disease. But they jump to the hasty conclusion, and it really is kind of, it's kind of disrespectful, really. It's a big diss to the vitamin supplement takers of the world. a very high percentage of the population to say that, well, you know, you're just simply deluded. You know, you just take all this stuff. It's not doing you any good. So, you know, have at it. If it makes you feel better, you won't waste your money, go ahead. But, you know, it's not going to affect your outcome in any objective material way. That's what the study is saying, but it's a junk study. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, you know, we just want to mention that, you know, with all the lockdowns and all the disruption caused by COVID-19, to some extent, we are locking down the disease and we may be preventing some deaths. But there's an interesting study here that says that 1 in 3 excess deaths in the U.S. is not directly caused by COVID-19. These are the collateral damage effects, the indirect effects of lockdowns. And by that is meant, they looked at, you know, you may say, well, this is just like the flu. That was one argument that was made. Well, no, the flu comes around every year and we have a certain number of deaths. This year, there have been 20% more deaths in the United States. So clearly something's happening. And a certain proportion of them, actually the majority of them, are directly due to the consequences of COVID-19. People are dying of COVID-19. We've had 250,000 deaths. And some of those people would have died anyway. Frankly, they were, you know, kind of on death's door and something would have dispatched them this year anyway. But some of them were clearly premature deaths. But it turns out that 1 in 3 excess deaths in the U.S. is not directly caused by COVID-19. These are the collateral damage effects of COVID-19. They say here, some people who never had the virus may have died because of the disruptions caused by the pandemic. Say people who are delaying medical care. They're afraid to go to the hospital or the hospitals are jammed and they say, you know, don't come in, but they have conditions that may be treatable. And the trouble is that for some of these problems, we will reap a bitter harvest years hence. Say people who aren't getting proper cancer screening, or people who aren't getting proper blood pressure screening, or people who aren't getting proper diabetes care, or people who are suffering the effects of isolation and loneliness and maybe are eating too many comfort foods, which ultimately can lead to metabolic syndrome, which can only cause them to die years and perhaps decades hence. These are some of the effects, but clearly loneliness, isolation can increase depression, can increase suicide, can increase domestic violence, but also can have metabolic effects. And isolation can also hasten the onset of dementia, Alzheimer's disease. So these are the collateral damage effects of this pandemic and the lockdown. The lockdown consequences are not trivial. And what it's doing to our kids, that's a whole different story as we close schools, perhaps unnecessarily, across the country. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. As is customary before this program, I worked out, and it was a kind of a nice day, a hiatus in the cold weather. And I took a nice long run. It was hilly terrain, and I did 4.5 miles. And full disclosure, as we broadcast, I'm wearing spandex. And there's a reason for that. I'm going to share some of the latest research on compression garments for those of you who are exercisers. But first, 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got a recorded question from a gentleman. Let's hear it.
I'm supposed to have a valve replacement the 24th of November, and so I'm concerned about Equate Allergy Relief, whether I should be using it, because a pharmacist, I asked her about taking this, and she seemed to be kind of guarded, and she said, don't use it unless you need it. Now I'm really concerned that this may affect my heart valve replacement, so I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
You do sound a little congested there, you know,
and, you know, you need some sinus relief in the days while you await surgery. And so I took the opportunity to look this up. Equate Sinus Relief is a combination of things actually available over the counter. It's not prescription. It's acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, guaifenesin, which is a decongestant available in, you know, good old-fashioned products like Robitussin. It's the main ingredient in that. And guaifenesin is a bit of a mucolytic. It kind of breaks up mucus. It's not that effective, but, you know, it does some good, you know, depends on the person. You get a little bit of benefit. And then there's phenylephrine. And phenylephrine is a decongestant. And what it does is reduces swelling in your nasal passages. But it can raise the heart rate, and it can increase blood pressure. So you can use this. I mean, the biggest concern prior to valve surgery would be if you took, you know, something that's a strong anticoagulant, a blood thinner, and you may not want to do that. You know, I'm thinking, you know, you may cut back on your fish oil consumption or blood thinners like ginkgo biloba. These may, you know, I'm not saying they will, but they may cause a greater likelihood of bleeding at the time of surgery. Although some studies have exonerated fish oil when it comes to surgery. So that's not entirely clear. But, you know, I guess the main thing would be if your product contained aspirin. And since it contains acetaminophen, which is not a blood thinner, that's not a problem. The phenylephrine, the guaifenesin is neutral. No biggie there. But the phenylephrine, I wouldn't take about 48 hours prior to surgery because it can increase blood pressure. It can increase the heart rate. It could potentially increase your risk for arrhythmias, which are a concern when you're getting valve surgery. So I wouldn't take it in the immediate run-up to the surgery. Let it clear out of your system for a couple of days. But if you want relief of your sinus problem, it's innocent enough. Just take the recommended dose and don't go overboard. I don't see any reason not to take it. All right, compression garments. Is it all in our heads that the compression garments help us with recovery or performance? There's research from Japan that suggests that compression garments widely used in sports to facilitate recovery and prevent injuries actually do work. This research team has determined that compression garments also reduce strength loss after strenuous exercise. I'm feeling kind of sore. This weekend I'm staying in a two-story house and I got to go up and down the stairs a lot. And, you know, after that long run, you know, my legs are kind of burning. Well, the researchers found that using a compression garment on your legs during training compensates for fatigue effects on maximal strength immediately following the exercise, and even once 24 hours has elapsed. In other words, one can begin the next maximal intensity strength training earlier if one has used a below-knee compression garment in the So there's these long calf socks that look kind of silly, but they keep your calves compressed, and maybe, just maybe, they can help you recover better after a workout. So there you have it. The latest on spandex is not just to look cool. It actually, there actually may be a practical benefit. And good news here. Age is no barrier to successful weight loss. Obese patients over the age of 60 can lose an equivalent amount of weight as younger people using only lifestyle changes, according to a new study that demonstrates that age is no barrier to losing weight. Pretty cool study, and the conclusions are it's never too late to begin a weight loss program. Turn things around for yourself before you hit that vulnerable age of 70 plus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We have an entire hour for you to pose your questions. We'll be right back.